Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's going to about wrap things up. You know the music. You're familiar with the tunes. Raheemi and Harris. Reminder, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12:45, come see your peoples. Gallagher Way, special live broadcast, getting you ready for game two of Cubs Pirates with Pittsburgh ace Paul Skenes on the mound. That's on the mound, not on our show. I just want to be very clear. We don't expect to have him as a live guest. But we will be joined by Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, and we'll have some surprises along the way as well. Layla has left the building. I'm in studio by myself, but I am not alone. Because if we head out to Lindenhurst, that's where Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf will join us right now. They're live there from 2 to 6 p.m. Guys, got to say thank you to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer for getting things done on this end. Connor O'Donnell on the video portion of the program. Also, thanks to our guests, Shakia Taylor, and also we had Gabe Ramirez on as well. Mark, Rami, what's going on out there? Have you guys hit any hole in one yet? Holes in one, I should say.
Not yet. I'm actually just watching somebody here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar taking a whack at a shot right now on a big screen here in a very, very comfortable atmosphere. It is really nice out here.
It really is.
In Lindenhurst.
It's comfy.
This place in particular, Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue. Like, everything is like nice and fresh and new looking. This is what I want for myself, for my apartment, for my place that I live in. I would like things to look a little bit more distinct, like they do here. Classy. We've got cushioned chairs.
It's clean and sleek.
It's clean. And yeah. You know what I always appreciate about a facility, especially in summertime, shy when it's starting to get hot, is when the air conditioning feels just right.
Yes.
The air conditioning feels just right here.
Perfect.
At the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar out here.
I did notice that.
Did you?
I also did notice that. It's the perfect temperature in here.
It is
the perfect temperature.
And we both, I can see, we are both right now wearing T-shirts out here, but both of us have, and I think I've already lost mine.
A little hoodie.
I brought a jacket in here, because you never know about air conditioning when you are inside, so I can tell you that if you're in the area, you come in here with your shorts and your polo on, you're going to feel pretty comfortable. It's not going to be one of those things where you need to layer up. You're going to love this too, Marshall. The fact that Rami Makhlouf out here right now wearing the T-shirt that he is wearing is an absolute classic. Bill Wennington's going to be on the show. He's going to be out here in Lindenhurst in a little bit at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue. He'll join us at 4 o'clock. But you have, is that the 19?
It's like 96, I believe. The team photo, but with like the big heads, like the caricature drawing
of the team photo. Yes. And there's Bill Wennington right up there in the left-hand corner. Yeah,
now, are you going to have Bill autograph that, or are you going to leave it as is?
That's not a bad idea. Oh. That is not a bad idea. I might have Bill. I might have Bill put a signature on it. The old John Hancock. Yeah, maybe.
So, guys, I wanted to ask you about this because it was one of our five on it questions today. Have you, either of you, been approached by the New York Knicks about possibly being interviewed for their head coaching job?
Not yet. I told my agent I'm on the air today and not to bother me if any offers do come in.
Yeah.
But as of now, as far as I know, no request from the Knicks to 670 The Score to talk to me about their head coach opening.
Who's the manager in Major League where they're trying to get him to become the manager? Lou? Who is it? Lou? So shout it out there, Alex.
It's Lou Brown.
Lou Brown. And they're trying to get him to be the manager of the Cleveland Indians, a proud Major League franchise. And he says something to the effect of, oh, I don't know. I got these tires to sell. honestly, it was kind of like when the real life comp, honestly, to Lou Brown, you know who it is? It's Robin Ventura, former White Sox manager, who was approached to do the White Sox job, and all the stories are that he was kind of hesitant. And he's like, I don't know, man. You know, I made a lot of money playing Major League Baseball. You know I don't have to do this. You do understand that.
That might be Phil Jackson right now. That might be what the Knicks end up getting to, is calling Phil Jackson.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like,
stop.
I don't know.
That's not out there, is it?
I haven't heard. I just made that up out of clear thin air.
You got to remember, Phil Jackson had to take a front office role because he couldn't really travel anymore.
True.
Yeah, so I don't think that in particular is going to happen. It's just interesting how this thing is just kind of falling apart after the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
Are these coaches for these, like, including Billy Donovan of the Bulls, are they saying to their organization, don't worry, do me a solid, just say I can't interview with the team? Do you think that these potential candidates are non-desirous of this Knicks job, or is it just happening because organizations like the Bulls are earnestly saying, no, we don't want Billy Donovan going on to bigger and better?
No, I think some of the coaches are interested in the Knicks job. I mean, it's the Knicks pay raise, and just showing interest means you're probably going to have to give me an extension and pay me more just to stay here. But also, I think a lot of it has to do with and depends on what's James Dolan's actual, you know, reach here. How much is he controlling versus how much I'm going to get to do? I mean, Tom Thibodeau got fired even though Tom Thibodeau didn't do a bad job. That's crazy to me.
Tom Thibodeau never does a bad job wherever he goes. In fact, every spot that he has been, I would say, I'm talking about as a head coach, and he's been an assistant in a million places as well.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like the fixer. You know, he comes into an organization, gets you to a certain point, and then unfortunately for him, he wears out his welcome. I don't remember where it was, but there's a quote that we have. I know that we have at the Score somewhere with Tom Thibodeau talking about how basically most of his life is miserable because he is so into...
Yeah, because basketball is the thing.
Basketball is his life.
Yeah.
So that's what he wears collectively around an organization, which I think eventually wears you down, and it gets to a point where... We better be 100% sure that this guy is going to get us to win a title or it's no longer tenable. And I think that that's what happened, unfortunately, to Tom Thibodeau again.
He's the walking embodiment of ball is life. And I appreciate that about him. There's other guys who have been like that. Rick Majerus is another guy that comes to mind when I think about that, the late, great Rick Majerus. Of course, former head coach of Utes and also St. Louis University.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'll say this. I wanted to ask you guys both of these things. Have you voted yet in the All-Star voting? Either of you?
Oh, man. I thought you were, like, talking
about I thought there was an election today, I was like, oh, my God. I'm a terrible citizen.
No. Time out.
Oh, jeez.
There is an election. It's an so ongoing election. Have you voted? Yes or no?
No, I have not voted for the All-Star.
Do you plan on voting?
Nor have I. These are very personal questions.
No. I didn't ask who you voted for. That's not what I asked. I just said, are you exercising your right to vote?
I'm sweating. What's next here, man?
Yeah, I'll probably clickety-clack and cast a few votes. Sure, why not?
Okay, so you can do it 5 times a day. But listen, here's why I ask. Are you going to be mad if the All-Star voting comes out and the Cubs have one All-Star?
I don't know if I'd be mad, but I would be surprised and maybe a little disappointed. I think they have a handful of guys who are worthy of All-Star.
Okay, so if they have a handful of guys who are worthy, you guys need to get to it. Clap, clap, snap, snap, whatever you want to sound effect to do it. Because if you don't vote, you can't be mad when you see what happens and the Cubs get PCA and that's it.
What about those of us who just allow or trust that the people will get it right, and then I can sit back and be like, okay, all right, Kyle Tucker, probably an All-Star.
Hey, Mark.
Pete Crow Armstrong, been hearing about PCA, probably an All-Star.
Mark. Yes. Have you met people?
That's a fair point. Yeah. That is a valid point that Marshall Harris makes right there.
I have met people. I just don't like that it has to be our responsibility. But I guess
that's what it is by nature.
That's what it is. I guess.
No. It's fine as long as you're not going to complain on the back end. Don't vote, Mark.
Democracy is a participation sport, Mark Grody. You can't stand on the sidelines.
Also, it's a game literally for the fans. That's why the game exists. The All-Star game, that's why the fans get to decide who the starters are at position players. And also, if you're among the camp that believes that Kyle Tucker needs to be a Cub next season and beyond, if you can't write a simple love letter to get this man into the All-Star game as a starter, because there's no guarantee he would make it as a reserve.
Wow.
Then shame on all of you. Shame on the city of Chicago for not doing its part to say, hey, this is how great the Chicago Cubs fan base is. When you deserve to be an All-Star, we make you an All-Star. We are All-Star makers here in Chicago.
Well, Rami is actually opening up the voting right now. Yeah, no, I feel a lot
as
of pressure.
As we speak. You bullied me into it, Marshall. I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
It takes like 30
seconds.
Five
times. I'm going to do it 5 times.
Okay.
It doesn't take long.
What if you could just say, all right, ready? I'm going to turn this on both of you guys.
Okay.
If you could say only one Chicago Cub could go to the All-Star game. Who is the most deserving to be an All-Star for the Chicago Cubs if they went to that All-Star game right now, right this very moment? Stat.
PCA. Keep going. What's your next question?
It's PCA or Tucker, but it's probably PCA by a hair for me.
I think in the spirit of the conversation that we're having about popularity, I think it's definitely – like on the overall, like Kyle Tucker's probably still the – better overall baseball player, but we're talking about excitement and flair and all that is the All-Star game and all that PCA has represented for your Chicago Cubs.
I mean, next time ask a difficult question, Mark, but also Mark, PCA, he's got a higher war. He's been the spark plug.
Okay. All right. I didn't know you didn't like Kyle Tucker. Wow. I mean, I feel like that's what you're really.
That's not
going to
work on
here.
Me. That is. I'm not one of your callers during one of your call-in segments. That's not going to work on me, Mark. It's not going to work on me. I said what I said, and I said it with my chest.
Oh man, you're on to me, man. that is absolutely frightening. My goodness. Well, the Cubs. They're in a position right this moment at 41-27, and I know, and we're going to talk about this when we get cooking here out of the gates after the break and after transition. But the Cubs coming off of the 4-5 road trip, and some people are like, this was horrible. This was a lost trip. We didn't play up as well as we could have against top teams. The Cubs at 41-27. What a 5-game lead in the division right now. And guess what? The Cubs are home for 10 games, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
Nice. That's
Four
nice.
Games at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think good things will probably happen there. You've also got the Milwaukee Brewers coming through town for a nice fast 3 games. And then the Seattle Mariners will be here as well. So it feels like you can really start to open up your position and maybe create a little bit of distance here on this series.
I mean, you always have a chance to create a little bit of distance, but I will warn you, after this 4-game set with the Pirates, which, yes, does feature a matchup with Paul Skeens on the morrow, if you will, after those 4 games, every team you play after that, teams with winning records and teams fighting for playoff position from now until the All-Star break. And that includes game 79 of the season, which starts a 3-game set, the first 3-game set of the season with the St. Louis Cardinals. Just warning you. Just warning you.
I love
that.
I want to see this team tested. That offense has sputtered a little bit recently. I'm not panicking or anything, but I'm happy to see this team tested and see what they can do against these winning teams.
Grody, do you feel the same way, or are you scared?
Oh, no. I mean, I am like
scared.
I look at this as like you have this home series, and then it's full blast ahead against those teams, and then looking forward to what they might do, what they might try to do to augment as well. So all of those things will be happening promptly. And again, we are at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst right now. You should download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. Here's what we have coming up on the show today. We are going to keep this Cubs conversation cooking here coming up right out of the chute because, and I don't usually do this, but I am going to, as it pertains to the Cubs, I'm going to read just a bevy of replies. I'm going to do it rapid fire style. I will tell you what I said yesterday on the score and what the generally speaking the replies were regarding the Cubs, and then we'll continue to talk about the Chicago Cubs. So be ready for that. We will have some Bears talk at 3:00. With Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. Bill Wennington going to be out here live and in person at 4:00. He'll be out here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar until 6:00, but he will join us live at 4:00. So we'll talk NBA championship with him. We will talk about the Bulls. We'll talk about Billy Donovan and trying to be lured by the Knicks. So we'll do all that with Big Bill at 4:00. And then a friend of the score, a friend of Rami Makhlouf, a former co-worker, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
Bart Winkler at 5:00. He is our Wisconsin correspondent, so he'll explain everything that needs to be explained about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and anything Wisconsin that we need. Did I say Brett Favre? I meant Aaron. Did I say Aaron Rodgers?
I still
difference.
Do that, too.
Same
I did.
Difference.
Oh, I did.
Same thing.
Okay.
They're the same guy
okay.
now. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. And, Marshall, thank you. Thanks to you. What happened to Layla? Layla just up and left?
Layla had a prior engagement, which reminds me, are you ever going to work with us again, Mark? Are you coming on this show, the one before the one you're on right now?
The plan is to, I am scheduled to, as we say, be with you guys on Monday.
Okay. There you go.
I can wait that long. I can wait that
I'm
long.
Trying to put in this vote, and it's saying that I'm not filling in some field I need to fill
oh,
in. But they're all filled in, and quite frankly, Marshall, I give up.
Did
give
you
up.
Vote for both American League and National League? Because you got to vote
yeah,
for both
Yeah, I voted
sides.
Cubs, and just for fun, threw in a few White Sox. Just, you know, Chicago. You know
that
what
does
I mean?
Sound like fun.
So we're trying. I mean, for the record, man, you put that voter guilt on us. We're out here trying, man. I appreciate it.
I really
you.
Am. It won't let me vote, but I'll try. I'll keep trying, Marshall. You
All right.
Me.
Talk to you guys later.
That is Marshall Harris from the Raheem and Harris, a show which I am occasionally a part
sometimes
of.
Sometimes featuring Grody.
Sometimes. Yes. I've been away for a little while, so when I return Monday, it might be a little awkward when I return to the show. We'll see if I'm still wanted or even needed on their show. But we are, as you can see, today out here at the Lynx Golf Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We are without the regular hosts of this show today. Spiegel and Holmes are off today. So that is Rami Makhlouf. I am Mark Grody. When we return out here, we are going to continue to talk about the Cubs, and I will give you what I believe to be the temperature of Cubs fans when we return on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And this segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.